You're listening to Agent Driven Development, real experiences from operators building with AI. Everything here is free. Use it. Share it. Just attribute it back.
How are you building your own software? That's the question you should be asking every Gen AI tool vendor, not which benchmark they won, not which model they run. How are they building their own product? Every Gen AI tool vendor is building their own software with Gen AI agents. They hit bottlenecks in code review, in governance, in deployment velocity. They redesign their SDLC from the inside out. So why aren't they transparent about that? Why are you getting a product demo instead of a conversation about how they reorganize their own engineering teams and what they learn when their existing processes broke? How they answer that question tells you more than any benchmark ever will. 1.0s. 1.0s. Nobody asks it. And that's how you end up like David. David is a CTO at a payments company. He called me on a Thursday afternoon, which was unusual. When David calls instead of texts, something is stuck. I just got out of steering committee, he said. I asked my team a simple question. Can someone tell me what our governance model actually is right now? He paused. Nobody could answer. The VP of engineering said they were following the vendor's recommended practices. The security team said each tool had a different data residency posture, and they were reviewing all three independently. The CFO asked how much they were spending across the three contracts combined. Nobody had the number. David didn't have a tool selection problem. The tools worked. All three of them worked. His bottleneck was in his governance model, his SDLC, his organizational design. Three tools meant three approval surfaces, three compliance postures, three security reviews, and zero coherent operating model underneath any of it. One tool means one attack surface, one audit trail, one set of contractual controls. David had spent 6 months comparing tools. He should have spent 6 months fixing his organization. Point O's. The top Gen AI coding tools, and which ones are on top changes every week, are close enough in raw capability that the performance delta between them is not your decision driver. Evaluate them seriously, but do it face saint. Because the question that actually matters is not which tool scores highest on your rubric. The question is which vendor will help you. Which one will sit in your steering committee and help you redesign your governance model? Which one will coach your executives on how to actually build in a world where agents write the first draft? Pick the one you feel most comfortable building a relationship with. Not the one that won the benchmark this quarter. The one you trust to be in the room when the organizational change gets hard. The problem you're creating is not picking the wrong tool. It's spending 2025 and 2026 agonizing over tool selection, while your SDLC remains unchanged and your governance model sits in a slide deck nobody follows. What you need from the vendor is not training for your team. Training is your job. Help getting your executive team to adopt an AI-native SDLC. The governance model has to change. The way you review, approve, and deploy code has to change. The roles are changing. What an AI-native engineer looks like is not what a traditional engineer looked like, and your HR team needs to rethink job descriptions, compensation models, and career ladders accordingly. Even when I'm in these conversations, I challenge the executives. I tell them, I could answer every single one of your developers' AI questions. I could sit here and be the expert in the room indefinitely. But is that what you're trying to build? Are you trying to build an internal capability? Or are you trying to keep me engaged forever? The answer is always the first one. And the moment they say it out loud, the conversation shifts. It stops being teach our teams how to use the tool and becomes help us adopt the capability so we don't need you anymore. That's the right conversation. The tool is a commodity. The organizational adoption expertise is not. Point O's, structure the engagement with defined scope, a 90-day milestone, and an exit plan that transfers ownership to your internal team. The right vendor will welcome those constraints because they know the engagement should make itself unnecessary. Now imagine your developers are writing code three times faster. What happens to the rest of the value stream when the coding bottleneck disappears? The bottleneck moves. Usually the code review first saint, then to whatever approval gate your organization has bolted onto the deployment pipeline over the years. The new bottleneck is absorption, not capability. Bottlenecks don't disappear. They migrate. By the time you chase every bottleneck in your software factory sequentially, it could be years. You fix code review and the constraint moves to deployment. You fix deployment and it moves to architecture approval. You're playing whack-a-mole with your own organization. That's why you should consider something more drastic. Instead of optimizing the existing organization one constraint at a time, build the parallel organization, a small team that operates under an entirely new operating model while the rest of the company runs the old one. Cotter wrote about the dual operating system. Moore wrote about zone management. The pattern is the same. You don't transform the existing organization. You build a new one next to it and let the results speak for themselves. The tool accelerates the coding. The SDLC determines whether the rest of the pipeline can absorb what the tool produces. If your governance model, your review process, and your organizational structure haven't changed, you have a faster engine bolted onto the same chassis. Point O's. Picking the wrong tool is recoverable. Switching means unwinding some training and CI/CD integration. It's also a credibility co-sign. You told the board this was the strategy and now you're changing it. I've had that conversation. The political capital is not fun to spend, but the migration itself is recoverable. The organizational learning transfers, even if the specific tool doesn't. Picking is not recoverable. The SDLC redesign you deferred doesn't happen retroactively. The competitive gap you allowed to open doesn't close because you eventually made a decision. Chuckle. David consolidated to one tool in Q4. But that's not the story. The story is what happened after. It wasn't clean. His senior architects pushed back hard on the tool he chose. Two of them had built internal tooling on top of a different vendor's API and didn't want to throw it away. David almost reversed the decision in week 3. He didn't. He gave the architects a 30-day window to port their tooling and told them the decision was final. The governance cleanup freed up his security team to focus on the architecture work they've been deferring for 2 quarters. The SDLC redesign cut their deployment cycle for their core payments API from 3 weeks to 4 days. The parallel org shipped its first production deployment in 47 days. His CFO, for the first time, could tell the board exactly what the AI investment was producing and exactly what it co-signed. He texted me last month. Should have done this a year ago. Nobody regrets picking. They regret waiting. And the ones who got it right didn't pick the best tool. They picked the vendor who helped them fix their organization. This is Norman from Agent Driven Development.
That's it for this one. More at agentdrivendevelopment.com. If it helped, pass it on.